when Neil Patrick Harris goes from Doogie Howser MD to Doogie Howser WTF.
Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
I want you to breathe. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. You should have seen the interest I piqued when I brought her the second story. First of all, Adventureland is getting rid of three rides, The Falling Star, Lighthouse, and Lady Luck. If you rode those forever at Adventureland, they are going away. Also in question to not come back next year.
Okay.
The Rapids ride that unfortunately led to death.
Well, that's sensible.
That's under review right now. Right. They are going to add 10 new attractions. The Warhawks, Bernie Swing, the Lighthouse, the Revolution, Leapfrog, Circus Balloons, the Clipper, Speedway Racers, Rock and Rainbow. Those are all family attractions.
So are those rides still in play right now? So if you go this weekend to Adventureland, if you want one more ride, Wicket, for old time's sake?
I don't know.
Okay.
I do not know. Okay. Also, the Renaissance Fair is moving to the southeast corner and will open in May of 2022. Of course, Adventureland is open only on weekends right now. Water Park is closed. But those three rides are going away, Falling Star, Lighthouse, and Lady Luck, for several reasons, including routine parts are no longer available.
Well, they're adding 10 new rides, so they need the space.
Right, yeah.
Wicket, can we talk about The Matrix now? Please, please, please!
The first footage is out.
I have never begged you like I am right now. Can we please talk about The Matrix?
Of course we can.
All right.
All right. So the new footage is out from the new Matrix. It's called The Matrix Resurrections. So we had Reloaded and Revolution. Now we have the fourth one. Of course, Keanu Reeves is coming back. Carrie Ann Moss is coming back. And the trailer comes out tomorrow. But they put out some teaser trailers that you can pick. There are two versions of it. If you go to the website, I'll put it up on the laser page later. Mm-hmm. You can click the red pill or the blue pill for whichever teaser you want to see, getting people amped up for the release of the trailer tomorrow.
All right, let's click one.
This is the moment.
Yes.
For you to show us what is real.
Ooh.
Right now.
Yes.
I believe it's 7:38 a.m. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Could be. This is the first day of the rest of your life. But if you want it.
What pill was that, Wicket?
The red pill.
Okay. Is this the blue one?
This is blue pill.
Okay.
Do you remember how you got here? You've lost your capacity to discern reality from fiction. What's real is here and now. 7:41 a.m. Anything else is just your mind playing tricks on you. It becomes a problem when fantasies endanger us. We don't want anyone to get hurt, do we?
Oh, normally I do because I love horror, but in this particular case... yes.
New characters will be played by Jada Pinkett, Christina Ricci. I don't know what she's been doing forever. And that voice you heard in that second trailer, the red, I don't know which one we click first.
That is Doogie Howser WTF.
That is Neil Patrick Harris. He is in the new Matrix movie. I don't know when the movie actually comes out, but the new trailer comes out tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. So we will have it tomorrow, like 24 hours from now. We will have it, and you'll be able to watch it. And you'll probably be as geeked as I get for the Marvel trailers that drop.
And there's a very specific reason why. I've gotten a lot of crap about my love for the Matrix movies for years. But there's a very specific reason why I love them, Wicket. Buckle up for this.
Okay. Am I about to take the red pill?
In the early 80s, an author named Aleister Gray wrote Lanark, A Life in Four Books. And...
oh.
These books are eerily similar to The Matrix.
Have you read all four?
Yes, yes. You have to read all four. You have to read them as a set. So, I took a class on this in Scotland. I walk out of the theater from seeing the third Matrix movie with my classmate. We say nothing. We look at each other. Our jaws fall to the ground. We're like, they stole The Matrix from Lanark! Like, the... And obviously people can have the same idea. But the fact that a life in four books, and now we have a fourth movie, mm-hmm. it just further cements the theory that it is all connected, and the connection's wicked. It's the Matrix. It's connected. It's so freaky to me, and I'm so excited about it, and I'm jazzed about it for way more reasons than why you like to dress up and do your little dress-up parties with your Marvel characters and your Spider-Mans. So this is really exciting to me, and if you are a super nerd, I know there's at least one of you out there. Go read Lanark.
December 22nd.
Mm-hmm. You got plenty of time.
That's when the new Matrix movie comes out. Mm-hmm. I just hope it's better than the last two, because the first one was epic. And the mm-hmm. graphics and the stunts and everything yeah. from that first Matrix movie like 25 years ago, we had not seen anything like that ever. The movies got progressively worse. Because you can't have a movie about the Matrix where most of the movie is spent outside the Matrix.
Now,
I just think it's ridiculous, but
if you feel that the Matrix movies are not good or they got progressively worse,
I hope this next one is better.
If you feel that way,
yeah,
read Lanark and then go watch them. They will be magical and wonderful and each better than the last.
Keanu Reeves is in this one. Carrie Ann Moss is in this one. So, you know. If you're a Matrix fan, December 22nd, the new trailer drops tomorrow.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for it, too, because I really want it to be as good as the first one. The second and third movies weren't, but the first one was awesome.
I don't think you've ever seen me excited about a movie.
I've never.
Yes, I'm very excited about this.
I mean, it feels like you just injected six monsters intravenously into your veins.
Uh-huh. I get excited about The Matrix. I also get excited about Chuck Palahniuk books that become movies.
Look at you.
So here we are with one of the two.
Okay.
What have you accidentally swallowed?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
You brought up swallowing a tooth, and I actually have done that before.
How did that happen? Did you get into a fight? Did it fall out?
So, no, I was a young kid. I had a loose tooth, and we were camping. So I'm like, oh, any day now this tooth is going to fall out, you know, tooth fairy and whatnot. So I go to sleep that night, and I wake up, and the tooth is gone. So we conclude it must have fallen out during the night, and I swallowed it. Now, I was actually upset because I'm like, uh-oh, well, I'm not going to get my money from the tooth fairy because I have no tooth. So my mom was like, well, we'll write a letter, and, you know, she'll understand. And
aww.
But I still got my dollar for it, so that's all that matters.
Do you poop out a tooth, or does your body destroy a tooth?
I don't remember pooping one out.
But it was a baby tooth.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a
small.
It could be like a kernel of corn, you know? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
This is going in a different direction.
I'm sure that I came out. Well, you know what? I like this direction because Adam commented on Facebook that he swallowed a nickel. And I believe that this is the story of how the band Nickelback got its name.
No, I don't think that's it.